Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 7 Locker Room Chats. Nemaha Central Girls with head coach Haddon Hiltgen. And coach, right now, still undefeated in league play, 6-0, 7-4 on the overall. You just got your sixth league win on last Friday against Rossville, winning 61-39 in that game. Zoe Sudbeck, 15 points, 6 rebounds. Cammie Dollinghouse, 12 points, 3 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals. You had 3 players in that game get 4 assists. Just kind of tell me about that incredible night against Rossville.
We came out with great energy and effort, played really well. I think we put up 23 points the first quarter. So we moved the ball on offense very well. Everybody was touching it. We found the open girl, and we knocked down some shots. And that continued all night. So we shared the basketball. And anytime you have 3 girls with 4 assists, you're doing the right thing. You're sharing the ball. It's not sticking. And that was just really fun to watch offensively for us.
Well, now here, the Wellsville Top Gun tournament. You first played Blue Valley Southwest, losing here just 56-50. But in that game, Dollinghouse, she had a 20-point performance, another 4 assist game, another 3 steals game, with 2 rebounds. Honeyman, she finished with 10 points, 5 boards. What can you tell me about yesterday's just 6-point loss?
It was kind of frustrating. Blue Valley Southwest is a quality opponent. They play a lot of basketball. They got some very skilled girls. But it was a tale of really 2 quarters. In the middle quarters, we gave up 40 of the 56 points in the middle 2 quarters, which is unlike us. And we weren't very good in transition defense, and they made us pay. And like anytime you play teams the caliber of Blue Valley Southwest, where they got shooters lining the perimeter and ball handlers everywhere, you have to be dialed in every single possession. And we didn't do that. And every time we made a mistake, they made us pay. But we got down 23 in the third quarter, and we battled back and got it to 6 in the fourth. So I was proud of our effort there. Cammie, she really had a great offensive game. Was aggressive all night, and then Callie did a nice job on the inside there. And it was a physical game, and one that we got to learn to play through some of the no calls or calls against us, and we need to do that better going forward.
Well, here going forward, you have Lansing tomorrow, a chance maybe to play Jeff West on Saturday. Still unsure about that opponent, depending on just the results of tomorrow. So tell me, upcoming here, these next 2 guaranteed games in this tournament.
Yeah, going tomorrow night, Lansing, they're not the caliber they have been the last few years. So tomorrow night's going to be about us and playing to our level, not really so much about our opponent. And then Saturday we'll probably get Jeff West, and anytime you play a team in the league the second time, it's always tougher. So we will definitely be ready for them Saturday if they are our opponent, and it'll be another fun matchup down there at Wellsville.
Well, coach, still 6-0 in the league, 7-4 on the overall. This has been head coach of the Nemaha Central Girls, Haddon Hiltgen. Coach, thank you as always.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Life Care Center and How Exceed.